You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I want to start with you, the Balamo and the Rampah. Great machlokes. If the water spills that you need after the bris, before the bris. So look, if you want to look in the Balamo, do you have a Gemara Shabbos, the Balamo, 19th parak? It's the Ramasna's Kosova Rif. It's the first, it's about a page. It's towards the beginning of the 19th parak. If you don't have it, so I'll do it outside.
I don't understand the question. What is the question? If the water spills?
The question is like this. Kosova Rif. It's the Rif rights. You know, in those days, it was dangerous. You had to wash the baby, pikuach nefesh, speaking about the coronavirus, pikuach nefesh. You have to wash the baby before the bris and after the bris with hot water. So the Rif says, I'm sorry, you wash the baby kedarko before the meal and after the meal. Whether the hot water was heated up on Shabbos. So that's what the Rif writes. You can wash the baby. You can wash the baby before the meal. You would call me out of sugya. Some say you can only shower him. You can't wash him. Okay, that was a big machlok. It's the first day, the third day. Below your lomach. Amar says the Rif spoke incorrectly. Only not allowed to wash the mila chamin. So chamshuch me'erev shabbos. Only chamshuch me'erev shabbos. Chamshuch me'erev shabbos is opposite. So you can't wash the baby before the mila because we paskin machshire milas doiche shabbos ulacha mila. Now listen carefully. If after the meal, the hot water is spilled, and you have no hot water, you can cook up hot water on Shabbos. You just be koch never. After Shabbos, meishas akonula. Zot the balamor. Here we're getting to the machlekes. If you did the bris already. Then the hot water you need to wash the baby after the bris spilled out, you can cook up hot water on Shabbos. But says the Balamor, but if the hot water spilled out, koidem mila, hamila nidchis, you don't do the bris. You don't say, well, I'll do the bris. Then after I do the bris, the baby's in sakon, I can cook up hot water. No, you don't do the bris. If the hot water spilled out that you need after the bris, you can't do the bris holds the balamor and a Shabbos nidche midvaya ledapa. So this is the machlekes rishon. The machlekes rishon, if the hot water is spilt out, then you do the bris. Spilt out before the bris, you do the bris. Can you say, well, I have a mitzvah to do a bris? Well, you have to sakana, cook up that water. Or you say, no, since you'll have to cook up that water if you do the bris, you're not allowed to do the bris. This is the great debate amongst the Balamor and Ramban. I mentioned it in the Daf HaYomi. Tonight, we'll spend a few minutes studying it. We'll have the Ran. He brings the Ramban Shita. We'll look at the Balamor a few minutes more. He brings a rifling Marin Aaron. Einuk Shap Chamimi. Marin Aaron says the Tinuk spilt out the hot water. So they says you can't go to my ribs out. So Zabda, if the hot water spilt out after the bris, oh, if the simanim got lost, you lost the medicine. Remember, we had the Gemara. If you don't have medicine, you're allowed to make the medicine on Shabbos. Plus, the imel of dina lebe Shabbat should sakona. It's dangerous for the child. Says the Balamur, that's only if the water is spilled out after the bris. But if the water you need for the after the bris spilled out before the bris, now remember, let me make it clear. We old, you can't cook up hot water to make a bris meal. We don't paskal rebelazo. This is the most basic machlokes in the 19th. Whether you're allowed to do the machshim of mila. You're allowed Mechal Shabbos to facilitate bris. We hold you can't. So if the hot water is spilled out, you need before the bris. Forget about it. You don't do a bris. The problem is if the hot water is spilled out, you have enough hot water to wash the baby before the bris. But you don't have hot water to cook, wash the baby after the bris. Can you do the bris? And then after you do the bris, you'll be able to cook up the hot water on that. They said, titcha mila v'lo titcha shabbos. Hi. By carbon Pesach, the machshirim after the shechit is doiches Shabbos. See, by carbon Pesach, the machshirim semach likes by carbon Pesach by Mila. Remember, Mar says they argue Rav Ezra Rabbi Kiva by carbon Pesach holds. Yet we agree that the machshirim after the carbon Pesach is doiches Shabbos. That's easy. Hasam shirim shishav latzus neim Shabbos. Those things you can't do every Shabbos. By the Karban Pesach, the things you have to do after you shech the Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos because you couldn't have done it before. But the Machshirim of Mila that you could have done before, go Chayim L'Ruchas Bo, Shechachim of Shabbos, and Doicha Shabbos, unless it's spilled out after the meal.
How do you come to this that you have only one chance? Who makes up that there's only one chance?
What do you mean one chance? I'm sorry.
One chance to do the hot water or to grind the thing. Who says it's only one chance? If it spills out, then you can't do it again. Well, how do you come to that conclusion?
Well, hot water means you had hot water before Shabbos. Hot water means you're ready. You're not allowed to cook up. Chas v'shalom. We don't hold you to cook up hot water for the bris.
But the spices.
You have it before Shabbos. You ground it before Shabbos. You're not allowed to do any malacha to facilitate bris. We're assuming that you prepared it before Shabbos. So then you do the bris, and you can wash the baby, the hot one you cooked up Erev Shabbos. Now, draw your attention to the Rav.
Why can't you cook up water? Because it's kind of nefashos.
That's the, if you do the bris, and the water spills out, then how do you allow to cook up hot water? It's kind of nefashos.
Yeah.
Like it says, the Balamar is teaching us yet, that if the hot water you need after the bris, spilled out before the bris, so you're not allowed to do the bris. Because if you do the bris, you're going to have to cook up hot water emergency for pikuach nefesh after the bris. So you're not allowed to do the bris. This is the debate we're going to study tonight. I draw your attention to the Ran.
You don't always need hot water for a bris.
In those days, that's today.
What?
The Shulchan Aruch says it changed. In the olden days, they had to wash the baby before the bris and after the bris. Shulchan Aruch says today it's not dangerous. You don't need to do it. I argue that now that we sterilize the knife, it's certainly not dangerous. If I can find the Ran.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why don't we say Essay Doicha Lo says it?
Essay Doicha Lo says it.
Yeah, making the bris. On the eighth day.
First, let's not be idna. Essay dochalos is only when you makayim the mitzvah. When you do it, has to be the idna. First of all, second of all, on Shabbos it's chayv skila. So you don't say essay dochalos. I say there are many reasons why by mila you can't do malacha. Now, here it is. Okay. So please look at the Ran Beheicha d'shtabach. It's also towards the beginning of the perek. If you have it inside, if not, I'll read and explain it. The Ran in the beginning of the 19th parak, Dechadishtaka Chamina. Like the Balamar said, if you spilled out the hot water after the bris, you did a bris on Shabbos, and the hot water spilled out, Inami Ivdisi money, you lost the medicine, Lachamina. After the meal of Shita, you could cook up hot water, Sakonis Nefashis. In those days, it was life-threatening if you didn't wash the baby with hot water. You can cook up that water on Shabbos. The Mecham Shoch Nimi, you can grind the medicine. They sakud. But you should make a Shina. If you could, like the Ramah says in Nichol Shabbos, in Shin Chav Ches, when you Mechal Shabbos for Cholish Eish Basakana, if you could make a Shina without delaying, you Mechuyiv to make a Shina. The Dev Shishnui Mishanina, Tamas Sisim Lo, Shoch HaKomev Shabbos, Lois Bishina Zenoisim. The lad be Michal Shabbos, he should do the grinding in an unusual way.
Is it better to do it with a guy or yourself?
That's the machlekes that taz in the Ramah. That's a big machlekes that taz in the Ramah. If it's better to use a guy, Ramah says you should use a guy, and the taz tingzach. It's a big machlekes that taz in the Ramah if it's better to use a guy. Rama, you should use a goy better, and the Taz Dinsach. So that's the big machlekes.
What about using a goy if it's filled up before?
It's a big minhag in different towns in Hatzalah if they use a goy rather than a Jew to drive.
No, but in this machlekes, in this case.
The five towns, they go lakula like the Taz. You don't ask a goy. And in Lakewood and other holy places, they go like the Ramah, they have to be a goy.
But over here, in this case.
I decided that everyone holds you have to do.
No, where it's spelled out before.
They goy. But I think, Kimadumani, that even the Taz is Maida, that if you can make a shinui without delay, you could do it with a shinui.
So, no, but in this case, the case of the machlokes, where it's spilled out.
Now let's get to the case of the machlokes.
There, I think we should ask a goy because it's our mitzvah. It's a mere lachmas, so it's our mitzvah. Maybe, but nobody talks about that.
Pikuach nefesh. We're talking about pikuach nefesh. Are you talking about asking a goy?
Yes. I'm talking about to make the bris in the first place, where they had no water. And they want to make the bris.
Can you ask a goy? Teretz is
yes, a goy.
So you're not even doing an issa rabbanon to facilitate Mila. We learned that even in issa rabbanon, we learned in the 19th parak that even in issa rabbanon, you can't do to facilitate bris Mila. So the answer is no. You can't even ask a goy to cook up the hot. But now we get to the matzah. Meal. Again, Rabbi say it's confusing. Just you have to remember the case of the argument. You have enough hot water to bathe the baby before the meal. You have enough. But you don't have enough hot water to bathe him after the meal. Can you do the bris? Got the case, Rabbi Sayyid? It's the, before the meal, you still got that water you need after the meal. The guy got me, did kill me. Then he found the machlokes rishon. Look, titchemil, push off the meal. Because if you do that mila, the child would be in sakoni after mimachal Shabbos. Keep nimol if you mal it. The baby's life would be in jeopardy, and you have to cook up hot water. Achakach lemachal is our Shabbos, the machshivim. So therefore, don't do the mila. Are you saying that? What's the other sheet? Oh, Dilma, Hashtami is Bedin Malina. Now Bedin Malina. Hashtami Bedin Malina. I have hot water. I have to wash the baby. I don't need to do Chil Shabbos. I do mean, I have to, I'll have to do Chil Shabbos. So people should be done afterwards. But now it's do you calculate before the Mila, the fact that you have to do Shabbos after the Mila should stop you from doing the bris. That's this fascinating machlokes I mentioned in the Daf. I'm not doing any aveir. I'm washing the baby. I have hot water to wash him before. After the mila, I'll have to cook up hot water. That's pikuach nefesh. It's doicha Shabbos. Ramban zalkas. Ramban argues it to Balamar, Nachmanides. Ramban says, the shari lemimel. Now, Raya will discuss this. Raya will discuss it. He says there's an enshi. Ramban says that shari Mimalim. I have a mitzvah mila now. I'm going to have to be Michal Shabbos. The baby is sick, so I'll be able to be Michal Shabbos afterwards. Pikuach nefesh. I have a mitzvah now. I don't have to make calculations. Well, if I do the mitzvah, the baby will come sick. I'll have to be Michal Shabbos. I have a mitzvah to do that. I do the mitzvah. You don't push off the mila because after you have the Shabbos, the boss will never shoot the dog. It's the one never that pushes off Shabbos. Man says the Mishnah is mashma, not like the Balamor. The Katani lo shocha komu me'erev Shabbos. It says if you didn't make the medicine before Shabbos, lo yishina v'noisek. Now, what are you doing the bris for? It says if you didn't do the grind the medicine before Shabbos, so you do the mila, and then you chew the medicine, you grind the medicine with a sheen. What's right to do the bris? You're going to have to do the chal Shabbos afterwards. In lo yishina v'Shabbos kochla v'tzlov, maybe. Look at Tony. It doesn't say that don't do the bris. Shein lo common the veso, she'll lilas, Mishinef, the titke, Mikarta Kanta says the solution, Makhlani Dechia, the Mishnah should have said, well, if you don't have that stuff, don't do the bris. You know what the Balamar lands. Balamar, he didn't realize. When you did the bris, you didn't realize you didn't have it. But he's assuming that's a daicha. You knew you don't have it. So he says, now, then okay, that's right. You push off the bris. The Rashba, and the Balamar, old not. Now listen to the Rai. They bring a Rai from Mishnah Beitz. It's going to get a little confusing. We only have 5 minutes. So he brings a Rai from a Mishnah Beitz. The Rashba and the Razor hold that if you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos after the bris for Pikuach Nefesh, you can't do the bris. You got it? You got the Cheshbon?
Yes.
Is that you don't have hot water for after the bris. Can you do the bris and say, okay, now I have to do melacha. Maybe it'll be a danger. So later I'll have to be chavos. They say, since later, that the mechal Shabbos, you push off the bris. So he brings a Rai from a Mishnah Beitz that Beis. First Mishnah Meseches Beitz. It's the Omer Lo Yish Choyt, the Ken Shecht, and Ken Olo Dekam notes, Mibonia. Had a shovel embedded in the ground, Mibonia. Shai Matirin. Shai Mismat. Vishavim, that's lechatchil. Can you Vishavim? They both agree. Vishavim, shim shachat. If you shechted it, so then you can dig up the earth. Sheyach bar b'dek. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that Basil holds. It says the Machir Yolo Yishchayt, unless you had a better note on you. Vishavim shim shachat. Bidi Eved, you're not supposed to do it. L'chadchil, but Bidi Eved, if you did it, so then you can do it. So he says, what do you mean? Im Isa, Shemal Mitneshim Shasmila Ein Kan Dechiyasu U'machshirim. Ein Kan Dechiyas Machshirim. I have to do Malach to do the Mila. V'achat to do Nevshidocha. Harengami. So why can't I shech? And if I shech, I'll dig it. He says, you can't shech. Because you're going to have to dig later. What does it mean? But if you shecht, you can dig later. So shecht, and then you'll dig later. It says in the Mishnah that everyone agrees that b'di eved, if you shecht it, you can dig out the earth. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Three sheetahs rishonim, why l'chatchila? When I teach Beitza, I teach you three sheetahs rishonim, why l'chatchila not? But l'chatchila, you can't do it. But the evidence is shechted, the Bab Ma'on, and the Rashbe. So one day, not the mitzvah should be wanted to shech. Later on, if I shechted, so then the mitzvah of Kisi Adam will be deiche. So why does it say lo yishcha? Because l'chatchila can't shech. But if you shecht, you'll be able to do it. So shecht, you have a mitzvah. So you see here that even if something is going to be doicha afterwards, you don't do it before. That's what the Rashba types. So the Ramban, the Ran, says it's not a good Ran.
The mitzvah in the case of Shechita, what was the mitzvah?
Simchas Yontif.
That's the mitzvah? Yes, it
so the Ran says, if a Zusha Becker ain't no right. The Ramban says at the end, on the other side of the page, that I don't agree with the Raya, the proof, because he says you can't compare the mitzvah of Mila to the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Tzvi was getting suspicious. Mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, it's a little shvach. Avzusha bekenotz ein a Raya. He dies in shchit b'yontif mitzvah kavua kamila b'shabt. See, it's one thing pushing off shchit on yontif. It's not a mitzvah kavua. So you won't eat meat, you know. You have to eat meat on yontif. You'll have milachiks, you'll have glimpses. It's not a mitzvah kavua like Mila. So he says, you're right. For the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif Shechting, it's not such a mitzvah kavua that will say, just do the mitzvah and you don't worry what's going to happen later. Now, my boy said, just to end the shiur, I just want to end with the following thought that it says in Beitz in the Adaf Ches, let's say you have a case where there's no offer, you don't have any offer. Are you allowed to shecht on Yontif? shecht on yant. But I have no offer, I have no decker noise. If I shecht, I won't be able to do kisei adam. Are you letting shecht on yant?
I would say yes.
What?
So I'm guessing.
I'm guessing. The answer is no. But it says in Beitza is, if you don't have any offer prepared, so you can't shecht. So again, we have the same problem. Why don't you say shecht? Not like he says, b'diyeved l'chadchila. It says if you don't have any offer, you can't shecht. And yantiv, if you're not going to be able to do kisei adam, why can't I shecht? And then when I shecht, she says, I'm an oinus. I'm sorry, God. I can't do kisei adam. I'm an oinus. You see, you can't put yourself in a situation where you won't be able to do a mitzvah. So that's what it's muchach and beitza also. But the same answer, so you can answer the same teretz that the Ram says, shechita nyantiv is a shvach mitzvah. See, a mitzvah kavua, like Mila, that we say, do it, don't worry what's going to be afterwards. Don't worry. You'll have to be chav yantiv afterwards, you'll have yantiv. Okay, Rabbi Shai, this is the machlokes of Alman Ramban. I learned with you at the time.
Why can't you do the kisei adam after yantiv?
I'll see you 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Rabbi, why can't you do the kisei adam after yantiv?
Good question. The case is the blood will just get absorbed in the ground, and you won't be able to do it.
Oh, collect it into a bowl. Collect the blood into a bowl.
Catch the blood. Yeah, catch the blood.
And do the kisei adam after yantar. You won't get hot at all. Stay just.
There's a din in chulin. You're not allowed to catch the blood because it looks like avodah zarah. I think we're going to learn in meseches. We learned in meseches chulin that when you do shechita, you're not allowed to catch the blood.
They did it in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. Because there they did it for Zvika Saddam. But today, if you do it, it looks like about Zara. In the Beis HaMikdash, it looks like you're being Oved Hashem. You're doing Zvika Saddam. Today, there's no Zvika Saddam. Why is somebody catching the blood? He wants to be Oved about Zara. Chas v'shalom.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.